What do bears call campers in sleeping bags?
I don't know.
What?
Soft tacos.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Here we go.
C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping. C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping. Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun. C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping.
Well, the skeeters are fighting and the kids are biting. It's perfect weather with rain and lightning. The porridge is slopped, the flapjacks flopped. I'm telling dad jokes and I can't stop. Everybody's tired and then they're wired. Whoever burnt the marshmallows getting fired. The outhouse broke, thought it was a joke, but then I ran out of toilet paper out in the woods. So I used some poison oak. Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun. For sticks, I found some ticks and I ate a worm with my trail mix. Falling in the air, sapping our hair, leeches down in our underwear. I fell off a tree, I broke my knee, and that grizzly bear doesn't like me. Who's to blame? The tent's in flames and the kids are in the van playing video games. Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun. Couldn't find the lake, I got bit by a snake. My back and my brain and my butt ache. Horses neigh, sunburn, yay. I used 5 cans of bug spray. Coffee froze, I can't feel my toes. And a spider crawled up into my nose. Food got charred and the ground's too hard. And you know, maybe next time we'll just camp in the backyard. Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun. C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping. All together now.
C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping. Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough,
that camping
is fun. C-A-M-P-I-N, apostrophe, camping. C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping.
That was the Okie Dokie Brothers with Campin' from their Songs for Singin' release. I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm here with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hi, it's Luminana.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Octavia.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's me, Imogen.
Hi, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Well, thanks for being here, everyone. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about camping with kids. And some of our guests are from an organization here in New Mexico that takes people from all over the world, and especially around here, camping and on backpacking trips, including adults and teenagers and kids in school. Then we're also going to be meeting with a meteorologist who has advice for us about staying safe in bad weather when we're camping. And we're going to hear from Isaac on our kids crew about his camping experiences. But first, is there anyone else on the crew who loves to go camping?
Me.
Imogen, tell us a little bit about camping.
It's really, really fun. And you just sleep outside in the forest or wherever, and you can also backpack, and you sleep either in a tent or just on the ground, and you sleep in a sleeping bag, and yeah.
Sometimes you can even camp in your own backyard, which is pretty fun too.
And you get to do a lot of activities too.
Yeah. What kind of activities do you do, Illy, when you go camping?
Sometimes I do tie-dye. I like to paint rocks.
Sometimes I like to go camping and just forge out hiking from my spot in lots of different directions. It's just a beautiful way to enjoy nature. And we have a lot more we're going to learn about camping, how we stay safe in the woods, how we learn to plan for weather, and hear about some of the kids' experiences too. If you want to follow along on our playlist, you can go to childrenshour.org, look for this episode, Camping with Kids. This is Tracy Singer, right here on the Children's Hour.
Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green, and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
Last Friday we went camping, it was the perfect day. But Dad forgot to stake the tent and we watched it blow away. We had to sleep outside that night beneath the stars so clear. Till our noses froze and I slept in a car with an elbow in my ear.
Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
I went down to the water to jump into the lake, but I wasn't watching where I walked and I stepped right on a snake.
Oops.
I screamed and yelled and hollered as I did a crazy dance. Then I felt a trickle down my leg, 'cause yup, I wet my pants.
Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
My family went a hiking along the mountain trail. Forgot to bring the bug spray, you can guess my sorry tale. Mosquitoes dined on us like they were at the brunch buffet. And I think I even heard them belch as they turned and flew away.
Mosquito, mosquito, how can thou be so cruel? You've left me in such misery and scratching like a fool. Oh, can there be a balm to heal the pain you've brought to me? Nay, only when I smoosh thee will I find my victory. Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
We sat around the campfire, the smoke was very thick. I gathered up a marshmallow and I put it on a stick. The marshmallow was burning, so I waved it in the air. But it flew off like a rocket and set fire to Grandma's hair.
What?
Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
We had one day of camping left, but we went home instead. I could barely make my legs move as I staggered into bed. Later I got happy news that made me jump and shriek, when Dad said we'd be going camping once again next week.
Oh, let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors. There ain't no scene like a mountain green and Mom will make some s'mores. We'll float on a tube down the river and go fishing from its shores. Let's go on a camping trip to see the great outdoors.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're thinking about camping with kids. And we wanted to invite the organization Cottonwood Gulch to join us and help us understand the best ways that kids can camp with adults and adults can camp with kids and even go backpacking. Cottonwood Gulch is a nearly 100-year-old organization that has taken thousands of children and adults camping and backpacking all over the southwestern United States. With us on the show is their executive director, Jordan Stone, who is no relation to me, and an eighth grade teacher who has participated in many backpacking and camping trips with her students and Cottonwood Gulch, Nina Pontiki. Welcome to both of you to the Children's Hour.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Katie.
Where can just anyone go camping?
So there are places to camp all around. And right now, some campgrounds are closed. So you want to check before you go and make sure that if you're going to an established campground, that it's open. And if not, then there are a lot of places on National Forest land and BLM, Bureau of Land Management land, where you can go and find a great spot and pull off to the side of the road and camp right there. As long as you're away from the road and away from other people. So there's lots of different places you can go. And if you want to contact us at Cottonwood Gulch or call the Forest Service or other places, we can give you some tips on some of our favorite spots.
We've got links posted at childrenshour.org. Look for Camping with Kids. Let's go to Illy.
What is camping?
That's a great question. So for people who don't know what camping is, camping is when we get to go outside and sleep in nature, just us and all of the natural things around us.
Imogene, earlier on the show, you mentioned backpacking. Can you tell us a bit about your backpacking experience?
Me and my family, we go backpacking a lot, like every year. Since I was 5, we've gone backpacking and Bears Ears, which is about 20 miles and is really fun. And this year we're going to go to Grand Gulch and hike a loop like 40 miles, I think, or close.
Wow, that's a long backpack. That's a longer backpack than I've ever done. That's pretty impressive, Imogene.
Imogene, describe what it's like to be on a backpacking trip.
So you have big frame backpacks that you have to take, and you also walk. So, like, you sleep for the night, but you also hike a few miles in the day. And then you can take a break and sleep places. And you bring, like, a sleeping bag. But your food, it has to be, like, dehydrated or really light, because if it's too heavy, it will be really hard to carry.
Well, that leads to another question. Where do you find water when you're out hiking around in the middle of nowhere?
I have only been backpacking a couple times. I usually take my eighth graders every year and we go on a 5-day backpack in the Gila. And when we travel near a stream and we actually use the stream water. We purify it, and that's how we make sure we have enough water as we're walking.
What is something that I should bring on a camping trip?
It's important to pack smart when you go camping. You think about what you want to take. If you're car camping, it's nice because you can get what fits in the car. If you're going backpacking, it's a different story. So just for car camping, it's important to bring things like comfortable shoes for walking, a tent, a sleeping bag, or somewhere to sleep, some sort of shelter to sleep under, and food. Another important thing to bring, this might sound a little funny, but it is important to pack out your waste. So you can go to the bathroom outside, but we don't like leaving any trash or anything behind that animals could get to that they wouldn't have naturally in their environment. We like to say that you pack out what you pack in.
Are you including packing out, like, if you go to the bathroom, packing that out?
So depending on where you are, number two can actually make the animals around there pretty sick if they end up eating it. So it's okay to go number one out in the wilderness, but sometimes it's really important that you, just like you would pick up your dog poop on a walk, you pick up your own poop and bring it back out with you and throw it in a trash can here in the human world.
Well, you can get special scented bags for this sort of thing at any kind of outdoor store. Let's go to Isaac.
How do you avoid bears eating your food when you camp?
Definitely put your food away. Bears are one, but not the only natural thing that loves to eat. So we hide our food from bears and bugs and mice and all of the things that love to get into our food. A couple easy ways. If you're car camping, it's pretty simple. Just stick it in your car, lock your car up, make sure it's put away. If you keep food out or even in your tent, the animals, the critters can come and find it. They have amazing senses of smell, so they will come find your food. If you're backpacking, which is a kind of camping where you take all of your stuff and you move away from the cars and away from the roads and people and go out into backcountry, you take something called a bear bag, which is a bag attached to a long rope, and they put it up, you hang it up high in a tree away from all the critters.
What would you do if you see a bear?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first thing I would say, it's important to not try to attract bears. So make sure that you don't leave food out or do anything like that. And the bears usually stay away from you. Depending on where you are, you may see black bears or you may see grizzly bears. Here in New Mexico, we don't have any grizzly bears, only black bears. And usually if you're with a group, it's good to come together. And when they see a lot of people together, they usually just run away and it's not a big issue. Black bears are not super aggressive, but it's good to try to avoid tempting them into your camp in the first place.
That's the voice of the executive director of Cottonwood Gulch Expeditions. His name is Jordan Stone, and Nina Pontiki is our other guest. She's a middle school teacher who takes her students on backpacking and camping trips. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're talking about kids and camping. And if you go down to the woods today, you might be in for a big surprise. This is The Persuasions.
Boom, boom, boom. If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. Boom, boom. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. Boom, boom, boom. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Boom, boom, boom. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. Boom. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Boom, boom, boom. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic.
Boom. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unaware and see them picnicking on their holiday. See them gilly gab about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mommy and daddy will take them all to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
If you go down to the woods today, you better not go alone. It's lonely down in the woods today. It's safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there together, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.